So let's review. Our share began by presenting a braisa that teaches the source for making kiddush on Shabbos night and Shabbos day. Tanaban. Zachar sim Shabbos lekachoy. Zachreyu alayin bechnisasay. The pasuk says Zachar sim Shabbos lekachoy. From where we learn that on Shabbos night, when Shabbos begins, and it's therefore the proper time to be mekadesh Shabbos, to proclaim and sanctify the Shabbos, we are mekadesh Shabbos on a cup of wine. The braisa continues. Ein le'ela b'layla b'yeminayin. From where do we know to also make kiddush during the day? Therefore, the pasuk says, "Zocher es haShabbos leKatzei," and not "Zocher es haShabbos leKatzei." The Gemara asks, "By Yom Mevarch, what bracha is said in the day kiddush? Since we already mekadesh Shabbos at night, what do we say in the kiddush by day?" The Gemara answers, "Amar Bihuda, Bayir Priagofen. All we say in kiddush on Shabbos day is the bracha Bayir Priagofen, which is also referred to as Kiddush Rabba, the Great Kiddush." The Rashbam explains, because this part is recited in all types of Kiddush. The Ran explains, it is B'loshen Sagi Nahar. We euphemistically refer to it as the Great Kiddush, rather than the Lesser Kiddush. The Gemara then moves on to talk about a din related to Avdala. Amri b'nei Reb Chiya, Mishli Hivdol b'Matzah Shabbos, Mavdol v'Hoylech b'Chol HaShabbos Kulay. The sons of Reb Chiya taught that if a person did not make Avdala Matzah Shabbos, he is allowed to make Avdala all week long, which the Gemara qualifies. One can make Havdalah until Wednesday, which actually means all day Tuesday, until, but not including Wednesday evening, because Sunday, Monday, Tuesday are referred to as Basa Shabbat, after Shabbos, and Wednesday, Thursday, Friday are referred to as Kameh Shabbat, before the following Shabbos. However, Avoloi Alaur, one does not make the bracha on the fire in the belated Havdalah. The reason why we make a bracha on fire is because fire was created on Matzah Shabbos, and therefore it's only said on Matzah Shabbos, but not afterwards. So too the bracha on Besamim is only made on Matzah Shabbos. The Gemara continues with a din regarding Kiddush. Amar Brunner Amar Rav, Hanoita lo yikadosh. If someone mistakenly washed his hands for bread before making Kiddush, he is not allowed to make Kiddush, and then say Hamoitzi, because saying Kiddush is considered an interruption between the Netilas Yadayim and eating the bread. What he should do is hear somebody else's Kiddush, drink some wine, and then make a bracha on the bread. He's allowed to do this since hearing the Kiddush and drinking some wine is not considered a hafsik, an interruption. The Gemara challenges this then. Amalhu Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta, Akati loy nach nafshi de Rav, shakhininu lishmaitse? Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta said to Rav Bruna, Rav has not yet passed away and you already forgot his teachings? I was by Rav many times in Shabbos. Zimnin de chaviva le arifta mekadesh arifta. At times he was hungry and wanted to eat bread. He made kiddush on bread. Zimnin de chaviva le chamra mekadesh chamra. At times he was thirsty and wanted to drink wine. He made kiddush on wine. If so, we see that saying kiddush is not considered an interruption between the tilas yadayim and eating the bread. Therefore, a person who washes his hands before kiddush is allowed to say kiddush, drink some wine, and then eat the bread. The Gemara then continues to teach another din related to kiddush. Amrav Huna Amrav, Ta'am in a Mekadosh. If somebody ate before Kiddush on Shabbos night, he can no longer make Kiddush. Rather, he needs to wait until before the Shabbos day meal to make Kiddush. The Gemara asks, Ta'am Mahu Sheyavdol. What about if somebody ate before Havdalah? Is he still allowed to make Havdalah that night, or does he have to wait until the next day? Rav Huna answered, Ani Aymer Ta'am Mavdol. I say that if one eats something, he is still allowed to make Havdalah. Rav Asi Amar, Ta'am in a Mavdol. And Rav Asi said that if one ate, he is not allowed to make Havdalah that night and must wait until the next day. The Gemara presents the final ruling in this matter. Amar Rava, Hilchasa, Ta'am Mikadish v'Ta'am Mavdal. Rava taught that the halacha is, if somebody ate before Kiddush, he is still allowed to make Kiddush for that meal. And if somebody ate before Havdalah, he is still allowed to make Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos. Mishle Kiddush be'erev Shabbos, Mikadish v'hoylech kolayim kule. One who did not make Kiddush Friday night can make Kiddush throughout the following day of Shabbos. Mishle Hivdol b'Matzah Shabbos, Mavdol v'hoylech b'chol HaShabbos Kuloy. One who did not make Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos can make Havdalah until Tuesday evening.